Blog Talk Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, it's that time once again, boys and girls. Touch it all, you like soft, as the show can only be heard in the dark. It is Night Owls Radio, where every day is Halloween. With your hostess, the beautiful, curvaceous, and lovely Miss X. Broadcasting live from the old choking my way. That's the white cobwebs yet again tonight. Oh, where's the green faced Frankenstein? Was he sticking his hand in the really hot shower water again, seeing if he can endure the pain? This is Night Owls Radio, the original, the only real horror show on blogtalkradio.com, with the first female horror host to come out of Cleveland. That's right. And don't you ever forget it, okay? Please? Thank you for joining me, darling chiller thrillers. Yes, it's a live show. Can you believe it? You're just sick of listening to those archives, aren't you? If you're on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X right now, you know that there has been a lot of archives. Bend my knees, a little weak in the knees today. In my not black clad dress, but since this is radio, you can just imagine that I'm in a black clad dress, even though I'm really not. And before I forget, because you know I always do at the top of the show, if you're a regular listener, you know this, but I do forget that Cinema Wasteland is coming up the weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's cinemawasteland.com for all the information now. Of course, it's going to be a big night of the Living Dead reunion of the cast members of that creepy little film, which I believe was 1968 that that film came out. So bad with dates. But I just can't keep up with you humans. It must be 1967 because this is 2017, half a century later, and they're celebrating their 50th year since that groundbreaking horror that was filmed in Pittsburgh, PA, was filmed. And as I try to remember to do on every show, I turn to the north, and now I turn to the south, I turn to the west, and I turn to the east. Because I broadcast all over this planet, and right before going on air, I found out my listeners share. So I want to tell all the listeners, I love you in Massachusetts, and I love you in New York, New Jersey, Florida, and there was another state in there that we had a pretty good listening share. Arizona. I cannot believe it. Who is listening to me in Arizona? You never get back to me, but do you want to? Do you want to get a hold of the beautiful Miss X? Then you need to go to Facebook, see Miss X Show or Radio Miss X. I believe it's Radio Miss X. So put that in Facebook. Look for Night Owls Radio with Miss X. I believe that's the social media site. So just do that. Put in Night Owls Radio. Drop me a line, will you? Write to me so that I know who's listening in Arizona. Minnesota. That was another, you know what was really surprising? Listeners. We have listeners. Yes, we have listeners. It's amazing we have any listeners.
We have listeners in Bolivia. No, in
Portugal. Thank you. Portugal. I very much want to visit Portugal. That was definitely one of the places that I'm on my little to-do list to visit. So please invite me to Portugal.
You're
very welcome to do so. You say, who is that beautiful woman on the air? I would love, love, love to go there.
And
so we have, as far as the listeners, Canada,
of course.
And there were a few. The UK.
Yes.
Brazil. I think I told you about that last week. This week it was more Portugal. Last week it was Brazil. At least they're visiting blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. That is the website. If you're listening on iTunes, someone came up to me and asked, I love when people come up and ask, how can I listen to your show? Well, first of all, I'm going to try to make at least a Friday or Saturday appearance, Miss X appearances, at Cinema Wasteland. So for information again, cinemawasteland.com. Get out there. Yes, do, and just don't sit there and listen year after year, never getting to come out and see all the people that host these crazy, wacky shows that we invented because there are so many crazy and wacky things that go on, things that are considered paranormal and supernatural. And having said that, horror movies, monster movies. Ooh, get your popcorn out, because horror movies and monster movies are sort of art imitating life. And the things that go on that are weird and strange in the world, ghostly sightings, supernatural things, things that are considered above nature, things that are just out of the ordinary to how we live our everyday lives year after year, those things are often turned into film. And when the oddities are turned into film, you might be, I love it, because it's the weekend and you're up late and I want you to have a horror-filled midnight monster movie with Miss X weekend. That's why I host Friday at 11:30 p.m. So sit back, relax, enjoy your weekend, and watch some old horror movies, old monster movies, I should say. Not the recent horror films. They're just all bloody and disgusting and pointless. But the old ones, the really schlocky ones, the ones that perhaps did not have the most amount of money to spend to make the films, but they somehow, the low-budget quality, the grainy film image in a film such as Let's Scare Jessica to Death, that film, that's the title of the film, Let's Scare Jessica to Death, that is a classic example of a grainy, eerie, extremely eerie film, because it was so simplistic, it was so low-budget with the sets, that it's just something that could happen to you as you're just walking around on the street and going about your daily life. That's what makes a low-budget film so real, horror-wise. So the best time to watch horror movies, of course, as I've said many times, is at night. And then that's why you'll be flipping through some of the free cable channels or the cable channels, and these films come on at midnight, 1 a.m., and we take you up into the midnight hour here Friday night on blogtalkradio.com. Tell a friend. Tell more than one friend, because remember, Miss X putting herself through college ad infinitum. It never ends when you have to work as hard as the X does and go to college at the same time, and it's an extended degree, like a master's degree. Well, my dears, it takes forever. So it seemingly does take forever. And yes, we do make a few pennies off of the show. So that can only occur when you listen and tell other people to listen and to go to the website, because I have no idea why I'm shouting. Quieter here in the old wooden shack. And I love all the people that have listened to the show from its inception. You've been listening since 2008. So, midnight, 2 a.m., from midnight till about 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm flipping through channels. Well, we don't flip anymore because we don't have that. We have a little remote. So whatever you want to do, we'd be clicking through channels would be a more accurate way of saying it. I come across two films that I, again, once again, have never heard of. One is Bug! Exclamation point. Bug! Which apparently all of you people know about because you know about this producer named William Castle, who apparently made a lot of these films and films that are weird and about weird people and weird monster things and insects gone wild. So tonight, it's Insects Gone Wild on Night Owls Radio with Bug. This film from 1975, apparently, I hear, it was the last film William Castle ever produced. Not a pretty pink castle. Ooh, it's not pretty at all. There is one scene in this film. You know, you just pick up my phone, I'm just talking on the phone. Click, let me see. Pick up my phone here and put it up to the little internet and let you hear. Okay. Hi. Ah! She picks up the phone and one of the cockroaches. The huge cockroaches is more like those palmetto bugs, palmetto, you know, really huge. I don't even consider them cockroaches. They're so huge. Is in her ear. And just to picture that, you know, you're talking on the phone. This is one of those supernatural things you don't think of. And then your ear starts burning because cockroaches burning up your ear. Ah! Well, that's what happens in bugs. So don't get me started on the cockroaches down when I lived briefly in Texas. Okay. That was done live on the air. You can go back to the archives to listen to my cockroach experience. Now, oh, how long you'll have nightmares after that experience. That's a poor ex. I just experience. Then there's this other one at like 2 a.m. in the morning that I discover called Psychopath from 1966, all about some weird dolls and this German woman. And at first I didn't know that she was from Germany, but she's talking like this, sitting there living with her son. And her son's, of course, some weirdo, and I only caught part of it because he's an adult living there and adult son. And there's all these weird dolls, you know. And, of course, there's a bunch of scenes with the dolls where they play this type of music. Doom, 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 doom. That's supposed to scare you with the dolls. The drama music. That's called Psychopath, made in 1966 in the UK. Psychopath, 1966. Another one of your midnight monster movies. And until next time, in the world, I hope you really enjoyed Bug, by the way. Let me know. That's Bug! Exclamation point. In the words of the immortal she beast. I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. And until then, have a great weekend. Love you.